感谢主，我们下面读经时间，我读中文，有惯例弟兄读英文。撒母耳记下7:14-15，我要做他的父，他要做我的子。他若犯了罪，我必用人的杖责打他，用人的鞭责罚他。但我的慈爱仍不离开他，像离开在你面前所废弃的扫罗一样。
2 Samuel 7:14-15 I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commits iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of man and with the blow of the son of man. But my mercy shall not depart from him, as I took it from Saul, who I removed from before you.
好，我们下面读箴言书23:15-26。我读中文，欢迎弟兄读英文。我儿，你心若存智慧，我的心也甚欢喜。你的嘴若说正直话，我的心肠也必快乐。你心中不要嫉妒罪人，只要终日敬畏耶和华，因为至终必有善报，你的指望也不至断绝。我儿，你当听，当存智慧，好在正道上引导你的心。好饮酒的，好吃肉的，不要与他们来往，因为好酒贪食的必致贫穷，好睡觉的必穿破烂衣服。你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可藐视他。你当买真理，就是智慧、训诲和聪明也都不可卖。义人的父亲必大得快乐，人生智慧的儿子也必因他欢喜。你要使父母欢喜，使生你的快乐。我儿，要将你的心归我，你的眼目也要喜悦我的道路。
Proverbs 23:15-26 My son, if your heart is wise, my heart will rejoice. Indeed, I myself. Yes, my inmost being will rejoice when your lips speak right things. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but be zealous for the fear of the Lord all the day. For surely there is hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. Hear, my son, and be wise, and guide your heart in that way. Do not mix with wine-bibbers or with gluttonous eaters of meat. For the drunkard and the glutton will come be property, and the drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will delight in him. Let your father and your mother be glad, and let your who bore you rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes observe my way.
Amen.
我们感谢主赐给我们话语，特别感谢 Miranda 参加我们今天的这个敬拜小组哈，我们谢谢她参与哈。
We thank Miranda for joining our worship team today. Thank you.
我们也特别谢谢评委，他是在毕业之前最后给我们一次私琴哈。
We also give thanks to 评委 for giving us last piano.
我们感谢神，他在我们当中这几年教会中的参与，包括在教会办公室里面协助牧师的工作。
We thank the Lord for 评委's work, hard work in the last couple years, also in the pastor's office.
那么我们就是为评委祷告，愿神保守祝福他前面的道路。
We pray for 评委 and pray Lord will guard her path forward.
那首先祝在座的所有的父亲们父亲节快乐。
First off, Wish all the fathers happy Father's Day.
机会不多哈，我们父亲成为这个中心的时候不是很多，是不是？
We don't have a lot of opportunities to celebrate our fathers.
但是我想今天我们就一起来思想父亲节给我们的一些启示哈。
Let's think about what Father's Day reveals to us today.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you.
因为你是创造天地万物的主。
For you are the one that created heaven and earth.
因为你是救赎的主。
For you are the one that gives salvation.
你愿意做我们的阿爸天父。
You are willing to be our heavenly Father.
我们谢谢你供应我们的一切。
We thank you for all your provision.
当我们今天来到你的面前，我们来敬拜你的时候，我们也是感谢主，你像天父一样的慈爱眷顾我们。
We thank you for your mercies as we come to your throne to worship you today.
也特别再一次提醒我们。
And to remind us again.
我们在地上做父亲的，怎么样来尽我们的职责？
When we are the fathers on the earth, how should we fulfill our responsibilities?
我们恭敬恳求主你祝福我们这段分享的时间。
We ask you bless our time of sharing today.
愿我们可以彰显出耶稣基督的荣耀。
May every one of us give glory to you.
感谢主你垂听我们祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayers.
我们祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我想家庭呢是这个社会啊最基本的单元哈。
Family is the fundamental unit in our society.
但是现代社会啊，这个家庭就受到了前所未有的一个冲击。
But in modern society, families are under unprecedented attacks.
所以当今时代濒临灭绝的生物啊，不是东北虎跟大熊猫啊。
In modern society, the endangered species are not northeast tiger or the giant pandas.
乃是有责任心的男人啊。
But very responsible man.
所以现在的这个专门做这方面研究的专家呀，专门研究家庭的，越来越意识到说。父亲其实在家庭中的角色非常重要的。
Many experts have conducted many studies to show that fathers plays a crucial role in the family.
而且现代的社会的家庭问题呢，很多就是因为缺少这个有权威性的这个父亲在家里面的作用。
The lack of an authoritative father figure has created very, very important impact on our family's life.
那么对下一代的成长就造成了难以低估的影响。
And had many, many impacts on our next generation's growth.
所以父亲节并不是只是赠送礼物而已。
Father's Day is not only to give presents.
也不是说我们就出去吃一顿而已。
Or to have a big meal.
父亲节是我们再来思想做父亲的责任。
Father's Day, let's ponder on what does it mean to be a father, father's responsibility.
这个是再恰当不过的。
And this is really appropriate.
所以让我们从圣经的经文里我们来思想父亲的责任是哪些。
Let's think through what father's responsibility are through the teachings of the Bible.
这对于维护这个家庭的稳固是非常重要的。
It's very important to sustain our families.
所以我们今天看的经文呢就在以弗所书第六章第四节。
Today we'll read the passage in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4.
那是圣经中最著名的一段讲到父亲的责任。
It's probably the most famous verse that discusses the responsibilities of fathers.
我们一起来思想哈。
Let's ponder.
怎么样将基督耶稣的新的生命我们可以体现在父亲的责任上。
How to apply the new life in Christ to these responsibilities in fathers?
所以以弗所书第六章第四节这样讲：你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
所以经文一开始就提到说你们做父亲的。
At the very beginning, it talks about fathers.
这讲到做父亲的责任。
It talks about the responsibilities of fathers.
首先是一个否定的命令。
It started with a negative command.
那接下来是一个肯定的命令。
And then a positive command.
他说是不要，只要这样的一个句式。
It says not to, but to.
这个强调的其实它主要的动词是在养育这个上面。
Emphasize the main verb, bring up.
养育这个词原意就是喂养。
Bring up originally means to feed.
所以父亲的第一个责任呢就是怎么样，要供应家庭的需要。
The primary duty of a father is to provide for the family.
所谓养家糊口啊就是这个意思。
And we know, we say the father's provide for family by bringing home the bacon.
这自古以来就是天经地义的事情。
And that's what it has to be in the very longest time.
但是到了现代的社会，这个天经地义的事情也变得是一个啊，有可以商榷的事情了。
But now the fundamental principles we cannot really take for granted.
所以承担家庭的责任来供应家庭的需要是一个做父亲最基本的责任。
Assuming the responsibility of the family and providing for the family is really a father's primary responsibility.
你知道从美国从六十年代开始啊就有这个一个这个性解放的运动。
In the 1960s, Americans went through a separating sex from marriage.
所以当人们把这个性与婚姻分隔开来之后哈
，When people separate sex from marriage，
那么自然就产生了家庭的危机。
Family crisis naturally arises。
所以人们只想要男欢女爱
，We just want to enjoy the relationship，
不想要家庭的责任
，Without taking on the family responsibility。
所以美国现在有很多单亲的家庭
，We have many single parent families now。
所以这种只要享受不要责任的后果就造成了很多的孩子是在单亲的家庭中成长。
When we only enjoy relationships without taking on responsibility, that really caused many, many single family households.
美国专门拍过一个系列的电视片叫16岁和怀孕。
That used to be a documentary sitcom called 16 and Pregnant.
那个里面都是系列，一个系列里面都是真实的故事。
Many many series of true stories.
所以很多的人很年纪很轻，他就怀孕有了孩子，父亲是谁，甚至他也搞不清楚。
Many girls got pregnant when they were really young, and they didn't even know who their fathers are.
所以这样的话，孩子在这样的家庭成长起来，那么他就会面临很多很多的困难。
Children grow up in single.Parent household has many challenges.
尤其是男孩子，他没有一个很好的做父亲的榜样。
When they don't have an authoritative father figure in their life.
那长大之后，他就不知道自己怎么样去做一个父亲。
And they wouldn't know how to be a good father when they grow up.
所以，供应家庭的需要呢，是做父亲最基本的一个责任。
Providing for the family is a very basic responsibility of fathers.
但不是唯一的一个责任。
But that's not the only one.
这是很多人以为的是一个误区，只要我做父亲供应这个需要就可以了。
Many people had a misconception that if I provide for a family, I'm a good father.
我如果是可以养家糊口供应，就好像尽到我做父亲的责任了。
If I provide for my families for their material needs, I have met my responsibility.
其实不然。
But not really.
不仅是做父亲的要满足提供物质上这个家庭的需要。
Fathers not only need to provide for their family.
其实做父亲的还要满足孩子在情感上跟灵性上的需要。
They also need to give their children the emotional fulfillment and spiritual needs.
所以父亲呢要给孩子爱的满足。
Fathers need to give them emotional fulfillment.
一种安全感。
A sense of security.
最后一个更高的要求。属灵的指导
and higher calling, spiritual guidance.
所以父亲呢是要承担不但是供养而且是要有管教的责任。
So a father not only provides but also teaches.
所以我们看到这段经文在养育前面修饰的话则讲到说要照着主的教训跟和警戒来养育他们。
If you notice in here it talks about the father it defines father's responsibility as training and teaching.
那就是管教和教导。
That means training and discipline.
所以这两个词合在一起是一个意思。
When you put those two words together, it means one thing.
我们先来看管教哈。
Let's look at discipline.
所以做父亲的呢，就当利用他在家庭里面的权威啊，来怎么样呢？来纠正和约束孩子。
As fathers, we should use our authority in the family to correct and restrain our children.
所以使孩子们可以循规蹈矩。
We can teach them good character.
作风正派。
And have in the right path.
积极向上。
And be really positive.
父亲对孩子成长的影响，这个是没有办法估量的。
The influence of fathers on children's development is beyond measures.
但是在父亲使用这个权柄，这有一个前提。
But there is a prerequisite in using this authority.
所以我们看到这节经文虽然只有一句，它前面首先讲的却是一个限制这个权利的一句话，不要惹儿女的气。
While it only has one sentence, the first part it says we should not provoke our children to anger or to wrath.
所以做父亲的要知道怎么样约束自己的权利。
Father should know how to restrain our authority.
知道我们的权利是在神的权柄之下。
And we know God gave us the authority.
我们就不会滥用自己的权利。
And we will not abuse it.
所以很多的时候我们做父亲的呢，在使用我们权柄的时候啊，都是不是一个恰当的时机哈。
Sometimes we don't use our authority very appropriately.
我们该发脾气的时候呢，没有发脾气哈。
When we should be angry, we didn't.
我们不该发脾气的时候，我们就乱发脾气哈。
And when we shouldn't, we were throwing a big wrath.
全部取决于我们当时的心情是怎么样。
It all depends how we felt at that moment.
所以心情如果好的话，我们孩子做错事情，我们也不会管他。
And if the kids make mistakes, we're like, let it go.
所以呢，如果心情不好的话呢，这个孩子没有做错事，我们也会训斥他哈。
If we didn't feel well and the kids actually didn't do anything wrong, we still discipline them.
所以有很多不合理的要求。
And there are many times we give them very unrealistic expectations.
可能有时态度会粗暴。
Sometimes we are really rude.
有偏心。
And we're biased.
不公平。
We're not fair.
这些都会发生的事情。
And this all happens.
所以每年的母亲节的时候，大家分享，哎呦，很多眼泪啊！哈。
Every Mother's Day, when we share about our mothers, we cry a lot.
就有一年在教会啊，这个父亲节让大家分享。
One year, we asked our congregation to share on Father's Day.
结果那父亲节快成了控诉会了。
And the Father's Day testimony become a complaining session.
哎呀，说这父亲的，大家都说的父亲都记起了，想起了，哎呀，父亲对他不好的事情。
We all remember when dads were not right to us.
那我们今天思想父亲的责任，我这讲完之后，你回去更想更不对了。我这个爸爸这个责任，陈牧师讲的，他全都没做到哈。
When we talk about father's responsibility today, you probably go home and say, "Oh, my dad didn't mean any of that."
但是父亲呢，确实有要注意，我们要有这个管束孩子的责任。我们如果不管教孩子，我们就失去了这个我们做父亲的一个很重要的责任。
But it is a father's responsibility to discipline their children.
所以中国有句俗语叫做没有规矩则不成方圆。
There's an idiom in Chinese, without rules, there are no order.
没有经过修剪的树木呢，不会成材的。
Untrimmed trees cannot be used for timber.
没有管教过的孩子不能成器。
Children without discipline cannot be outstanding individuals.
所以父亲在家中的权威和适当的使用这个权威管教孩子，是孩子能够健康成长一个非常重要的因素。
Fathers are the authority figure in the family, and one of the most important authority is to ensure the health growth of the children.
那么中国你知道在过去的三十年都是独生子女政策吗？
In the last 30 years, China had a one-child policy.
所以呢，很多的时候这个独生子女的政策就造成了这个父母不知道怎么去管教孩子。
The one-child policy really let the parents go away as to how to discipline their children.
那么有的 孩子呢，他就很随意哈，很随意。
Some children are very overindulged.
那有一次这个家庭聚会的时候呢，这个有一个爱心的家庭，他就打开自己家庭招待弟兄姐妹来哈。
In one family gathering, a family opened their doors to the church.
然后呢，就很多的家庭是带着自己的孩子来的。
And many families brought their children with them.
啊，有的那个孩子就跑到人家的主卧房里面去。
And some kids went to the master bedroom.
然后在那个床上跳来跳去。
And they're jumping upside down on the bed.
然后那个主人让他下来，他也不下来。
And when the host asked them to come down, they wouldn't.
所以只好把他的父母叫来哈。
They had to bring their parents in.
能不能让你孩子从那个跳那个床上下来？
To ask them to get off the bed.
啊，那父母站在那床前面，还跟那孩子在商量。
And the parents sat in front of the bed and asked,
你能不能下来呀？
Can you just come down?
你是不是跳够了？
Are you done jumping?
所以呢，很多的时候，我们该管教的是要管教孩子的。
When we need to discipline our kids, we should.
那除了管教，还有一个更重要的就是教诲之责。
In addition to discipline, there's another one that we should be talking about.
所以父亲要教导属灵的知识。
And the father has a responsibility to teach spiritual knowledge.
如果没有教导呢，这个管教啊，就是随心所欲了。
Without guidance, discipline is arbitrary.
所以就是朝令夕改。
And changes with one's mood.
没有一定的准则。
And lack a definitive standard.
所以我们的管教是建立在圣经的教导之上。
Discipline should be based on the teachings of the Bible.
所以目的是塑造一个什么？一个正直的人。
With the aim to bring up a righteous person.
一个诚实的人。
Someone who is honest.
一个讨神喜悦的人。
Someone who pleases God.
所以无论是管还是教。
Whether in discipline or teaching,
我们都注意要照着主的教训。
It's important to pay attention to follow the teaching of the Lord.
你知道以色列人他们是非常注重家庭教育的。
You know the Israelis placed a very important emphasis on their family education.
父母在信仰上在教导孩子，他们做得非常好。
And parents are really good at teaching them about faith.
对。操练他们的信仰生活。
And how to practice a life of faith.
所以现代的社会呢，我们常常把孩子都送到学校里去受教育。
Nowadays, we send our children to school.
然后到了教会的时候，很多小孩子也去儿童主日学啊，有他们自己的。
And there are many kids go to the Sunday school.
好像这个跟古代不太一样，我们这个教导孩子责任全部都交给其他的人去处理了。
It seems that we have transferred our education responsibility to everyone else.
所以但是不是这样，其实圣经还告诉我们，做父亲你还是要教导孩子怎么样做一个属灵的人。
But as we read in the Bible, as fathers and parents, we still need to discipline and teach our children.
不错，教会可能确实有一些教导会帮助小孩子成长。
Well, it's true that church may have very good Sunday schools to help bring the children up.
但是没有办法取代一个做父亲的责任。
But that cannot replace the father's responsibilities.
所以父亲呢常常有几句话是最著名的话哈。
There are very famous words said often by fathers.
所以当孩子来到你面前跟你讲一个事情的话，
When the kids come to you to say something to you,
父亲最常讲三句。
A father usually say the following three things.
第一句 ,go ask your mom.
第一句，去问你妈。
第二句，他来问你什么，你就说 ,when I was little, 哈。当我小的时候是怎么怎么样哈，因为我们看到现在的孩子跟我们以前生活还是这样的，我们常常以我们的过去的生活来。
We always use our previous experience to teach our children.
最后一句话，其实我也常常讲的。
The last one, I often say.
I am busy.
我很忙。
所以我们门达很小的时候，他就会说一句 "I am busy."
My daughter, when she was really little, she knows how to say "I'm busy."
所以当今社会的这个挑战呢，就是这个家庭的这个破裂哈。
The challenges in today's society is the breakdown of family.
那尤其以缺乏父亲的角色为特征哈。
Especially the absence of a father figure.
所以父亲在家中的权威啊，其实已经代表着上帝。 所授予的权威。
The authority of a father in the home also represents the authority given by God.
所以我就这句话很重要，也就劝我们当中的姐妹啊，要在家中特别的尊重什么丈夫的权威。
Our sisters, please be respectful of your husband's authority in the family.
你不尊重丈夫的权柄呢，那个这个孩子是看在眼里的。
If you don't, the kids see in their eyes.
你怎么能期望他到时候去管你的孩子？
And how can they to become when they grow up to discipline their children?
哎，你要知道，做母亲的管孩子还是跟做父亲管孩子不一样。
You know the way that mothers teach their children is very different from how fathers does it.
所以要给丈夫这个地位和权威来管教孩子。
We need to give our husbands the authority and the rights to teach our children.
今天透过这段经文，我们来分析，我们就可以看到说。父亲在家庭中的责任是三个责任哈。
Well, after reading this passage, we know our fathers has three responsibilities in the family.
所以不仅是供养而已。
Not only to provide for the family.
乃是也要有教导和管教。
But to teach and discipline.
特别是在属灵方面的教导。
Especially spiritual guidance.
这个是不可以缺少的。
And that.We cannot be lacking in our lives.
所以父亲在孩子成长过程中的角色是不可以低估的。
We cannot underestimate the role that our fathers play in our lives.
那很多的时候，我们一个家庭生活在一个屋檐下，哈。
Many times we live under the same roof.
但是我们发现每个人在做不同的事情。
But we do all our own things.
特别是在美国，这个房子也比较大一点。
Especially in America, the houses are huge.
那么每个人在自己的房间里，谁都看不见谁的哈。
Everyone is in their home, in their room, and you really can't see each other.
那我去过一个家庭，他就说他们连吃晚饭都不在一起的哈。
When I went to visit a family, they said they don't even have dinner together.
因为活动太多了。
Because there are so many activities.
哎，孩子有孩子的活动啊，这个。大人有大人的活动啊。
Kids have their activities and adults have their own.
晚饭都不能坐在一起吃。
And they can't even sit down to have a nice dinner together.
所以我想，如果这个父亲节的话，我想能够有什么好的礼物，其实就是说你来陪伴。
What can we give our fathers this Father's Day? I think the best presence is to be together with them.
所以你如果有非常小的孩子的话
，If you have underage children，
还有更多的时间去陪伴他们。
And you have many, many time to be together with them.
如果你有年老的父亲的话，也是有一些时间去陪伴他们。
And if you have an elderly father, please spend time with them.
所以，什么是父亲节最好的礼物呢
？So what is the best present on Father's Day？
其实就是陪伴。
That is spending time together.
这就是。没有陪伴的话，其他一切都谈不到。
If we don't spend time together, what else can we ask for?
所以谈到说，父亲其实带给我们的这些责任，我们知道说，哦，我的父亲可能有很多的缺憾带给我们哈。
When we talk about father's responsibility, we may think, oh gosh, my dad does not fulfill much of that.
但是其实我们。从这些缺憾中，其实可以学习到我们自己怎么样做一个更好的父亲。
But we can learn from those, to learn how to be a better father ourselves.
我的父亲实际上是一个个性非常好的。
My father has a really good personality.
他非常喜欢小孩。
And he loves children.
我们家有这么多小孩，他从来。不厌烦的。
We have so many kids in the family, and he's never angry or anything.
从来没看过他跟孩子发什么大的脾气哈。
And he was never angry at us.
别的我的同伴都说被父亲打过，我的爸爸从来没有打过我的。
My friends were beaten by their fathers, but I was never.
但是他是一个完美的父亲吗？我想想也还不是哈。
Is he a perfect father? Probably not.
如果我按标准去挑，我可以挑出他好多的问题。
If I use my standards to criticize him, I probably can find many, many things he's lacking.
但是其实我们就要从一个感恩的心哈。
But we need to have a grateful heart.
我们感谢他，虽然没有做这三条都做得到哈。
Maybe he didn't fulfill all three responsibilities.、
他没有在，不可能在属灵上有什么教导给我。
And he didn't give me spiritual guidance.
但是他有教导我怎么样做人呢
？But he taught me how to be a good man.
可能我们当中的父亲，他可能没有属灵的教导，也没有管教哈。
Maybe there are fathers who didn't discipline or didn't give spiritual guidance.
可能至少他也。就是供应我们的需要啊
But he did provide for our needs,
让我们从小可以长大、啊、
so that we can grow up.
可能我们当中有些可能父亲连供养都没有做到、啊、
And maybe there are fathers who didn't even provide for the family.
但是至少他还是 was around, 就是 was around when we are little. 但我们小的时候他至少还在、
oh, but at least he was around when we were little.
因为有些人他生下来都不知道父亲是谁，对不对？
Because some people doesn't even know who their fathers were.
但是不论怎么样呢，我觉得说我们如果是都可以从这个父亲的脚上可以学到一些东西。
But we can learn a lot from father's responsibilities.
我想我最大的缺憾从父亲那里就是说他是一个工作狂、啊、
The biggest regret I have with my dad is he's a workaholic.
他每天呢在工厂，他工作十二个小时，我不知道他在干什么。
He spends 12 hours in the factory. I don't know what he was doing.
早上八点到晚上八点。
From 8 in the morning to 8 at night.
就比较少见到他。
Very rarely I see her. See him.
可能那个年代的缘故吧，这个经济生活的条件，他就很少会带我们出去玩呢、啊。
During probably a court, because of the economic situations back then, he never really took us out.
所以当我做父亲的时候，我就想，啊、哦，我就要好好的陪我的孩子哈。
When I become a father, I said to myself, I will spend a lot of time with my kids.
但是我发现后来我也是很忙。
But I found later I was really busy.
尤其是我读神学院那几年哈。
Especially when I was in the school.
你不可能什么事情都管不了的。
And there's nothing really I can do.
压力太大。
There was so much
pressure. 但是我就尽量的，我在读书的时候呢，我就把我书房的门都是从来是打开的。
But when I was in school, I always leave my door open.
所以我不关门，所以孩子们可以随时看到我，可以随时到我的房间来。
And the kids can see me, and they can walk into my room if they want to.
可以尽量的做一些弥补。
Just to make up.
那么最后来这个到了这个小女儿的时候，就我觉得就好像我的年纪大一点，比较。
When it comes to my last one, I felt like I'm getting older, so I got to spend a little bit more time with her.
嗯，她小的时候，她就常常会，因为我做牧师嘛，我就白天可以去接她下学哈。
When I become a pastor, I could go to school and pick him up.
每一次呢，她都说她要下学，她就要去吃东西哈。
Every time after school, she wants to go somewhere and eat.
每次她要去 McDonald 哈。
And she wanted to go to McDonald.
不是因为那东西好吃，那玩具好玩。
Not because of food, but because of the toys.
我说这样不太好。
I said, well, that's not good.
也不太行。于是我就跟她约定，我说我们啊，不能每天都去。
So I told her we cannot go every day.
所以我们一个星期去两次。
Maybe twice a week.
Tuesday and Thursday.
周二和周四，
所以我们俩有个约定叫 tea day。
So we have a tea day together.
所以直到如今，仍然是我跟小女儿的约定。
Until this day, it is still our agreement.
所以在她的心里留下一个美好的印象。
It leaves a beautiful memory in her heart.
在学校里写作文，她会写这个作文，我跟我的爸爸有 tea day。
When she wrote articles at school, she wrote about the tea day.
所以当她从大学里回来，我就说我们可以有一个 tea day.
When she comes home for break from college, I always say, let's go have our tea day.
Yeah, 我想我是一个完美的父亲吗？大概还不是。
I'm also probably not a perfect father.
但是我们可以做得更好。
But we can do better.
感谢主的是，我们有一位在天上的父。
We thank God that we have a heavenly father.
当我们地上的父亲失去他责任去供养的时候，
When our fathers on the earth fails their responsibility to feed us,
我们的天父供应我们。
Our heavenly father provides.
当我们的地上的父亲他不会管教我们的时候，
When our earthly father does not discipline us,
我们的天父管教我们。
Our heavenly father will.
当我们地上的父亲没有办法在属灵上给我们喂养的时候
，Our earthly father could not give out spiritual guidance，
我们天上的父亲供应我们属灵上一切的需要。
Our heavenly father provides everything that we need spiritually。
为此，我们来感谢神。
Let's thank our God for that。
愿这个父亲节对我们在座每一位的父亲都是一个美好的祝福。
I hope this Father's Day is a great blessing to all the fathers here.
那接下来我会邀请大家做一个 exercise.
Oh, now we're going to have an exercise.
大家不用拿周报，后面没有数字了。
There are no numbers this time on the bulletin.
那我现在就请我们在座的父亲或者是祖父、曾祖父都可以。
I ask all the fathers and grandfathers to stand up.
Please stand up. Anderson, 你要进来，你跑这儿干嘛？你要到前面来，在这找个座位哈。哎，在中间这个空的地方哈。
Anderson, come to the middle.
我要请我们。今天是父亲节呀，你是中心的。
Today is Father's Day, and you're in the middle.
我们今天是。家庭里面中心这样的机会不多的哈。
And Father should be our center of our family today.
那我们请在座的弟兄姐妹哈，你就找每一个父亲就围绕在他的身边哈。
Please, the sisters, please go to a father and stand by them.
然后为他去祷告。
And,
那么教练姐妹，请你找别人哈。
教练 has to find someone else. So all the sisters, please stand up and find a father.
这个姐妹您是找别人哈，哎，就是围在他身边去怎么样
？And pray for them.
按手祷告。
And put your hands on them and pray.
我给大家5分钟到10分钟，大家可以开口祷告。你可以大家轮流祷告，开手祷告，陌生祷告都可以。
You can pray every way you want.
哈。好不好
May God bless.
我们大家起立你自己找你习惯的人站在他周围哈按手哈
Find who you want.
哎我们请大家各就各位
Please return to your seats.
我们一起做一个结束的祷告
Let's have a closing prayer.
天父上帝我们感谢赞美你
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you so much.
因为你赐给我们有父亲有母亲
For you have given us fathers and mothers.
来照顾我们的需要
To take care of our needs.
当我们的生命非常脆弱跟软弱的时候
When we are weak in our lives.
主你用他们的爱来环绕着我们
Lord, you have had our parents' love surrounding us.
他成为我们的保护者
They become our protectors.
他成为我们的供应者
They become our providers.
他来在地上来管教我们
They came to discipline us.
我们知道当怀着这样感恩的心来感谢你赐给我们这一切的美好
With such gratitude, we thank you for everything that you have given us.
我们更感谢你愿意做我们的天父
We thank you for being our heavenly father.
在地上看顾我们一切的需要
To take care of our needs on this earth
我们恭敬将每一位的父亲我们都交托在你的手中
We put every father in your hands
求主你加添他们的力量
May you give them strength
让他们身体健壮灵里坚固
May they have good health and strong spirit
有一日在地上做父亲的时候他们就为孩子做出好的榜样
When they are one day as the father on this earth, they will be the example of their children.
他们愿意为孩子们祷告。
And they want to pray for their kids.
他们愿意帮助孩子们的需要。
They're willing to help their children.
在地上尽做父亲的责任。
And fulfill the responsibilities of being a father.
我们感谢你今天赐主的话语，来让我们明白我们做父亲的责任。
We thank you for your words to teach us the responsibility of being a father.
我们恭敬地将我们每一位父亲都交托在主你的恩手之中。
We put every father in your hands.
愿每一个家庭都可以蒙神你的祝福。
May every family be blessed.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.